At 40 past the hour, we'll talk about things going on in the community, and one of those is the annual Hands Around the Courthouse event that happens later this week. We'll explain what that means with Ashley German, who is a part of the Blue Ribbon Task Force that's organizing this, and she is here in the studio with us. Welcome to day one.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you as always. As always, it's our first show.
But, well, you know, you have some shoes to fill. I was on Terry's show quite often, so it's nice to be with somebody different this
time. Terry and I wear different shoes, so go figure how that works.
I know, right? That's all good.
Anyway, glad to have you. Hands Around the Courthouse every year brings to light, I think, an important thing that's unfortunately seems to get more and more pervasive, and that's child abuse.
Correct. Child abuse, unfortunately, is one of these things that people often think about. It just happens in big cities, but it does not. It happens right here in Knox County. And every year, the Blue Ribbon Task Force, which is a group of entities throughout Knox County that got together because we were all working with child abuse in some capacity with clients or consumers that were coming through our doors. And so instead of everybody doing their own thing, we decided finally to get together and collaborate and work on projects as one. So during April, we have really dedicated the month to Blue. And so throughout Galesburg, throughout Knoxville, you've seen our Pinwheel projects that have been going on. We currently have it. We put it up in the courthouse today. But on Thursday, we will be doing an event called Hands Around the Courthouse. Basically, what this is, it's a way of bringing a sense of community, but also raise awareness of the issue of child abuse. And for once we get around the courthouse, and this is actually something we've been working on because the courthouse, as many of you may know, is under construction currently.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you still going to be able to have it this year?
We may have to be a little creative in our our hands around the courthouse. Some ideas popped up today of how to handle that, but we will make sure everybody is safe and not involved in the construction.
There you go.
That we want to make sure everybody is just enjoying the day. But basically what the goal is that everybody will join hands and reach as far as we can to remember, have a moment of silence kind of for those that have been abused and neglected during their childhood.
What obviously, other than you want to get an end to child abuse, what other message is there? How do you, other than, you know, trying to reach around the courthouse hand by hand, how do you do that?
Basically, the idea is prevention and awareness, because so many of us put our head in the sand and think that, oh, that's in another family, or it's not going to be in my family, where victims of abuse hide it, especially children. They're scared to come forward. And so we want them to have a safe environment where they feel there are people, adults in the community that they can come forth to and talk to about their issues. There are so many great agencies from Knox County Child Advocacy Center to CASA to DCFS. All of those are great entities and part of the task force that we want to put a face to those people, too, that can be a face for those that are victims of the abuse.
Is social media making it harder, I guess? It would seem that, you know, you see a report or a news story of abuse or something on, you know, on the air or on social media, and that would be it, and that would help lessen it. But I imagine it probably doesn't have quite the effect you would hope it would it?
I don't know. I think there's a lot more awareness, not just in social media, but I think in media in general. Some of the shows that are out there are really kind of targeting it a little bit, but it's one of those topics that is so touchy. It's like, if we put it out there, does it encourage it? And vice versa. But we know here in Knox County in 2016, we had 422 reports of child abuse.
Wow.
Out of those, 109 calls were indicated reports, resulting in 20 children being taken into protective custody and 22 confirmed victims of child sexual abuse. Child sexual abuse is particularly something that we're seeing more and more of in the community, which is very disturbing on many levels because that has long, as any abuse does, but particularly sexual abuse has some long-term effects on the child.
On both of those types of abuse, is the legal system pretty receptive, pretty helpful, supportive?
I think the entities that are here are very supportive. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes there's family dynamics that get in the way, whether it be a family member that's doing the abuse or a significant other that's causing the abuse, that then that causes issues within the family. And I think that causes some children of being afraid to come forward. But we do have some successful cases where the children unfortunately have been taken into protective custody, but have been placed in good homes now. But the goal overall is to obviously replace those children back into their family, because that's where they're best fit is, and that's where they want to be, obviously, is with their parents or their grandparents or whoever.
All right. So you want as many people as possible to come out to the courthouse on Thursday. Is that right?
Thursday at 2 o'clock, right in front of the courthouse, right in front of the main steps. We will be there. We're going to have a keynote speaker. Detective Olinger from Galesburg PD will be there to be our speaker. We're going to have little giveaways for the kids. The kids are going to have the ability to write on, hopefully, right on the sidewalk and decorate pictures while we're there and just have a good time. The weather so far, it's going to be cooler than it has been the last few days, but hopefully it will be nice and sunny and we can all enjoy it.
In addition to this and the pinwheels that you've put up around Galesburg and Knoxville, anything else going on this month?
Actually, on last Thursday, we held the free movie night at the Orpheum for Lilo and Stitch. So hopefully some of you came out. It was a beautiful night in the Berg, so I'm hopefully some of you did come out to that. And then we will be having a special event. We'll be doing a guest bartending event on Thursday night as well at Corner with some local celebrities. So we encourage you to come out and support. We will have some raffles and different things as far as fundraisers to support our cause.
All right. And I imagine you can find those on Facebook. Is there a website?
We do.
Like that?
Blue Ribbon Task Force of Knox County has its own Facebook page. Okay. And also, if you're friends with many of these agencies, we also have Facebook pages. And so we've also promoted that.
Very good. Ashley German with the Blue Ribbon Task Force. Much success. And thank you for your support of this. And thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you for supporting us.
Absolutely. Again, that's Thursday at 2 o'clock. Is that right? At the courthouse?
2 o'clock at the courthouse.
Okay. All right. It is 5:47 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Kim Commando's coming up.